Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, the show in which the Bugle raids its own archives for the most important things from history, albeit history that has to have happened within the last 15 years. To celebrate the World Cup, this time we're going back to Bugle 272 and the 2014 tournament in Brazil. Now, raise your hands if you remember Sepp Blatter.
There have been calls all this week for the head of FIFA, Sepp Blatter, to resign. Even UEFA said that he should go at the end of this year, but... Look, it's the World Cup, Andy. He's not going anywhere, and not this World Cup or probably any f***ing World Cup. And he said he was angered by the calls for him to leave, saying, "This was the most disrespectful thing I've ever experienced in my entire life." And that's probably true, Andy, because he's never been subjected to himself. So, unfortunately, he's removed that barometer of painful judgment from himself.
Well, he was subjected to you this week. You gave him... Proper John Oliver slapdown on your TV show.
I didn't say he should resign. I just said that he should... I think I just implied that he should just leave everything, Earth. But he should just go away. Just leave. Go and live in a hole.
Well, it is one of the big questions on everyone's lips in Brazil this week. Had Sepp Blatter gone into politics instead of sports administration, would the world still exist?
Oh, I don't think so.
No. I'm not saying he would definitely have nuked the world, but I am saying that he might plausibly have nuked the world. Now, but it's certainly true that God, as the Bible tells us, gave the world light so that we may see. He gave the world plants and fruits and shit like that so we might eat. Fish and birds and animals so that we might have stuff to shoot for fun. And he gave the world sports administrators so that we might get thoroughly f***ed off at the needless ruination of our favourite form of recreation. And he specifically gave the world Sepp Blatter to show that he is merciful. Because we got Sepp Blatter, the sports administrator, rather than Sepp Blatter, the 1970s despot. He said some extraordinary things, talking about the storm against FIFA relating to the Qatar World Cup. I think you've clearly stung him, John. He said, "There is a sort of storm against FIFA relating to the Qatar World Cup. Sadly, there is a great deal of discrimination and racism." Now, if by this he means racism against the race of dodgy 78-year-old white men who have clung to power at the head of a highly questionable global organisation amidst the pervasive stench of corruption, then yes, I guess there is a slight hint of that kind of racism. And if it's discriminating against obviously corrupt votes about where sporting events are held, then again, I guess we do have some discrimination on our hands. But by playing a race card, John, Blatter seems to be casting himself as a kind of 21st century Martin Luther King. I have a dream that the world's biggest sporting event can be held in a tiny country that is a cross between an oven and a sandpit. I have a dream that footballers will one day compete in a competition where they will be judged not by the quality of their skills or by the vision of their play or their ability to go box to box for the full 90 and do a job for the team, but by their capacity to run around in 50 degree heat for an hour and a half without dropping dead too often. I have a dream today! Hero John, one of the great men. Overall though, has Sepp Blatter done any good for the game of football over all the years he's been involved? Well, was Joan of Arc wearing a pretty dress at her execution? By which I mean, it was very hard to tell by the end, given what had gone on since she started being executed. Just tended to overshadow everything else. You said that awarding the World Cup to Qatar, as FIFA did so controversially and... Well, let's say dubiously. You compared it to the Super Bowl being in a lake.
Yep.
I compared it to the World Snooker Final being held at the bottom of the Marianas Trench in the Pacific Ocean. The deepest point in the world's oceans, conditions completely inappropriate, the cloth gets damp, the balls don't run fast enough, it's really hard to get a good lighting rig down there, so you'll probably be playing in the dark. Tourists are put off by the inhospitable conditions, and more importantly, there's just no culture of snooker there. The locals don't even give a shit about it. You did yours on a TV show in the States. I did mine at an Edinburgh preview in Windsor to an audience of five people, John. Five people saw my joke there.
That's where we belong, Andy.
Yeah.
That's where we belong. It's just, I'm temporarily inconvenienced on television. I'll be back in Windsor in front of five people.
And, well, of course, 10 years ago, as we've talked about before, we had four people at an Edinburgh preview in the day England lost. We talked about a 100% walkout there. I had five, and bearing in mind when we had four, that was two of us, so my crowds have gone up by, well, that's like 150%. That's like 2.5 times the crowd I was getting 10 years ago, whereas, do you know, I don't know if you get figures for how many people switched off your television show while it was on. I'd imagine, many more than four. So you're actually hemorrhaging audience members far faster than you used to.
And, much more.
Whereas my audience is growing, so,
I don't think people are turning up to your gig before angrily screaming, I thought Game of F***ing Thrones was on! And then going into a different room instead. So... It's different, horses for courses.
That's right. As a French restaurateur would say.
In terms of trying to explain exactly the power of the World Cup. It's the World Cup, by the way, Andy.
It's
the World Cup's happening.
It's been a bit overshadowed here because also on this day, one of the most hyped sporting events in recent history, the first day of the England versus Sri Lanka Test Series has begun. So.
Oh, that's going to get overshadowed because it's also the World Cup. In Thailand, they, of course, had a military coup, the ruling junta or junta. They've realised they need to pacify the population, so they've ordered TV regulators to ensure that football fans will not pay to watch any matches at the World Cup. That is going to work. The military said it's all part of their quote-unquote happiness campaign, which has seen a number of policy gimmicks such as free haircuts and concerts. Look, it's nice to have a free haircut, Andy, and, concerts are fun on a case-by-case basis, but the World Cup business... is high-quality huntering.
Here's a little bit of World Cup history, John. Famously, in 1966, the World Cup trophy was stolen, and it was recovered by a dog called Pickles, and he found it in a hedge about half a mile from where I live and about a mile from where you used to live in South London. I can still feel that doggy trophy-finding magic in the air. In South London. That heroic doggy saved the World Cup. Without him, John, all those famous photographs of England captain Bobby Moore holding up the trophy after beating the Germans would instead have been pictures of Bobby Moore holding up a large marrow with the words World Cup written on it in marker pen, mouthing, is this the f***ing best you could do? You've had weeks to make a new one. Pickles, tragically, died the following year in 1967, according to Wikipedia, quotes, when he choked on his leash whilst chasing a cat. Now that's... That is an obvious cover story, isn't it? He choked on a leash, chasing a cat. That was autoerotic asphyxiation. Clearly, Pickles the dog could not handle the fame and the glamour. He was, of course, Britain's biggest celebrity pooch for a while, romantically linked in the papers with a string of celebrity girlfriends. Petra, the dog from the hit kids TV show Blue Peter. The Queen's favourite corgi at the time, Heather. Paul McCartney's dog, a poodle called Ethel Weisenstein. I don't know why McCartney always gave his dog Jewish names. Also linked with pop star Lulu and with Chi-Chi, the giant panda from London Zoo. But when the tournament was over and the celebrity appearances dried up, poor old Pickle struggled to come to terms with normality and he turned to increasingly high-risk solo sex games just to keep his tail wagging at all. It's inevitable, really. There's always victims. Poor old Pickles stroke lucky old Pickles. Delete as you see fit. Well, there'll be another top story tomorrow. Until then, goodbye, and don't forget to check out all the content from the Bugle Stable at thebuglepodcast.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.